All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's the Stony
White Powder up my nose.
And Wojo.
Hey!
Invitational Bracket Challenge.
So let the games begin.
On 97.1 The Ticket.
Filling out that bracket.
I'm both guys.
What matchup intrigues you the most?
Bangkok 96.
Definitely a number one seed.
Well, we just have said goodbye to one of the all-time bits on this program. Farewell, Copper Chef, and the people are upset, boys.
Oh, they really are.
Ban that man from ever calling again. How Copper Chef didn't win is a travesty. Someone, for the love of God, veto. Keep Copper Chef. 6 more inches guy is trash. Copper Chef edits were the best thing to ever happen on this show. I'm not sure if that's a compliment, but we'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Damn you, Brian in Ann Arbor. And here's an interesting point, if this is true. Copper Chef was saved by veto last year. You can't do it back-to-back. Brendan in Belleville. It's a great point. Hey,
but you cannot veto when the higher seed wins.
And I'm not looking to. Right. That's why we just had our farewell montage.
We have rules that we break all the time. I mean, that we make all the time.
Ain't
certainly
that the truth.
By the way, conspiracy theory. The Pistons are again holding Sekou Doumbouya out of the summer league game. Are they holding him out because he's in the trade?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's probably because he's nowhere near ready to play.
No, he has a hamstring issue.
He's a little hammy.
He's got a hammy. But I like conspiracy theories.
Let me ask you a question.
The Heat apparently are moving in on Russ.
How much you really think he's going to play this year?
Not much
Not
at
much.
All.
Thank
no.
you. Okay. Which is why I like the pick.
No, yeah. And guess what?
Yes.
So do I.
Yeah.
But you know what I don't like? I don't like when ding-dinglings call me and tell me the kid's going to average double-doubles and stuff as a rookie.
And I like the Lithuanian kid, too. Let him stay in over there.
Sarvedis. Stash him and go. Yeah. Look at this. Look at Stoney making sense. He's gotten into this guy.
Yeah,
go
what
to
has
Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's up?
How's it going, guys? Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure, and it's our pleasure to take you to the Boat Guy region for round two action, a double-digit seed matchup, 11 versus 14. Here we go, the 11 seed who upset those people. Here is Kawhi Leonard. Going up against the 14th seed, he's got a better laugh than Kawhi Leonard, Jim Brandstatter.
It's sack time!
Wow. Kawhi versus Brandy. Oof. What do you say?
They both know Steve Fisher very well.
Well, see, I had sack time going quite the distance here, but I don't know if you can go against the Kawhi laugh. I really don't.
Sack time is sacked.
Don't go sack time.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. All right, fun guy. Fun guy's through to the next round.
Yeah. You know, I feel like Kawhi is taking those people's spots in these as he advances.
The laugh is indomitable.
I guess.
Here's the other thing, and it's the strength of the drop. When a drop fuels later songs.
Yes.
Do I need to reference the Kawhi Leonard edit that was done for Round Ball Rock?
That's fair enough.
That's true.
I mean, Sully, you want to give the people a sample of that just so they understand the greatness of this?
I believe they are. Didn't he already lose?
That was a different one. That was the Kawhi Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Good point. Yeah.
The Round Ball Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't have the Round Ball Rock okay. Kawhi edit? Okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
This system is Sully struggling right now.
Yeah. Well, you have Jin back there. You didn't bring it into
our
studio.
We'll go to Mike in Brighton.
All right. Michael, how are you?
How are you, gentlemen? How's everything?
We're great.
Michael, you get to send yet another team to the Sweet 16. Are you ready?
I am ready. It is a pleasure. I am just curious, though, as well, when the merchandise will be made available.
Immediately after the tournament. Yeah,
sounds
immediately. All right, here we go. Let's go to Sully's poll. Hop aboard that region.
Let's stroke it.
Dear Jesus.
And it's the 12-4 matchup. Let's start with the 12 seed
the drug issue isn't really an issue because I do drugs, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, Doug Karsh
and
making
the only Karsh and Anderson submission.
Yeah, there you go.
Transparency there.
That's the 12 seed going up against the number 4 seed.
We might lose to the Browns.
This is such a power
hatchet
matchup.
Man complaining about his Steelers. What do you say?
I got to be honest with you guys. Doug Karsh lives, in my opinion. I think that him and his organic drugs or whatever he does, that has to move on.
Wow.
Mike, what did I pay you? Come on, man.
The drug issue isn't really an issue because I do drugs, so I'm good with that.
Hatchet, you need to update. You might lose to the Browns. I might lose to Doug. That's what you need to say right now because you just did.
Wow. Plus, there is something fun about Doug saying he loves drugs.
Yes.
And the fact he's beaten Hatchet in 2 straight matchups.
I dig it.
Oh, he has.
Hold on. There's a controversy here.
What?
Okay. Because, Mike, you went on and right after the Doug drop said that that's the only submission from that show.
You did influence
a
little bit.
I think you poisoned the selection.
A little bit.
Well, you know, it's like having a referee from the same hometown. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Unless Wojo wants to use a veto or I want to use a veto.
Spoken like a true Michigan fan.
Yeah.
Those refs are from Columbus.
Weren't they all, like, in the Ohio State Alumni Club?
I'm not using my veto, David.
I'm
sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I just was giving an info nugget. My bad.
Hatchet, what is worse, losing to the Browns or losing to Karsh? I mean, if you had to pick one.
Losing to the Browns.
Suck a dick! Oh, jeez.
So Karsh makes a sweet 16.
Karsh and his drugs. Let's go to Brandon.
Wow.
97.1. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, bud.
All right, Brandon, let's go to Mike's money region. Let's do the 1 seed right out of the boat. The top seed, Mike likes his money.
And you know what? David,
I like money.
This is my job.
I like money.
And going up against the Hatchet Man. I
just call up and you can get on. If you want to talk whatever. Don't complain to me that we're not talking about it.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
And then you don't want to get on the radio and talk about it.
This is a dangerous game for the 1 seed. I'm not poisoning. I'm just throwing it out there.
I agree. This is Duke Notre Dame all those years ago.
What do you say there, Brandon?
Yeah, I think we're going to bury the hatchet.
Oh, no!
You know what? David.
I like money.
Wow.
Yes.
David is just taking L's.
Yes. And wow. I took very good pride in last year in the second round sending Let the Bitch Walk on through, too.
It's good to see that. It's good to see your back, Brandon.
Absolutely.
David is just apoplectic right now.
Really, I think I'm going to take a walk.
Take a walk.
Do you have anything left?
Well, it's funny. You should be used to taking L's like this, considering the shirt you're wearing.
Oh, he's wearing a Michigan shirt.
Yeah, I'm not winning any big games right now.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, welcome to your bowl game.
Oh, my.
Let's go to Derek up next. Now, is there any other way we can beat on Hatchet a little bit here? Is he left in this?
I'm trying to find one.
He's got one left.
Poor guy. Derek, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent, Derek. Derek, do you mind if I take you? Let's stick in the Mike's Money region, if you don't mind.
All right, let's go.
All right. This is an interesting one. It's the 10-2 matchup. The number 10 seed.
On this show, we don't see race.
We never see race.
We don't try to promulgate race issues.
But we will today.
But we are going to create a race war today. Who is your all-time favorite black players?
We don't like those people.
Just annoying.
Here's a good one. I didn't like this guy either, but it was one player, and it was Zion Williams. And the other guy I was thinking about, Blake Griffin.
Bobby Hurley played hard. He was a champion. He was an all-white American.
Wow.
You bastards.
What the hell were you guys talking about?
I think it was when we decided something to do with Duke players.
Those people?
Why we hate those Duke people? White players.
All right, well.
And these jackholes from this show flipped it around.
No, they didn't. Derek, that is going up against the number 2 seed.
I sat on the kitchen table with my pappy.
I remember watching Ty Cobb. You know who had loyalty? Al Kaline. Bobby Lane would have never left the team.
Oh, man.
This is tough.
Yeah, that's a toughie, Derek.
Oh, man. With the music, I just love the old voice. It's got to be number two.
Yes!
Wow, Sully's old man voice moves on.
Excellent choice, Derek.
Sully,
it is amazing.
Sully, delight Derek with some of your talents.
Who remembers watching Bobby Lane play back in the day?
Tiger Woods was no Arnold Palmer, was he, Sully?
I just wish Bo Schembechler would have won a national title.
He sounds like the grandfather on Simpson, The Simpsons, doesn't he?
If Michigan State didn't cheat by integrating...
These players have no loyalty.
Well, there you go, Derek. We have done all we can do.
It was Alonzo Stagg was a coach.
There are way too many three-pointers nowadays.
Whatever happened to post-play? All right, that's enough. We have a ton of second-round matchups to get to. In the Mood has moved on. The Money Song has moved on. Zion has upended Copper Chef. The Kawhi Laugh lives. Wow. And Doug continues to just pound drugs as he's...
He's mainlining.
He's pounding drugs in a bike helmet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.